Today in our Olympic countdown, a peek behind the curtain at one of the oldest and most obscure Olympic sports, fencing. But fear not, in the hands of a two-time gold medalist, fencing can be quite accessible. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
There are three weapons in fencing: épée, foil, and saber. Marielle Zagunas is the best woman in saber. She won Olympic gold in 2004 and 2008. To understand the world of Zagunas' weapon of choice versus the others, you're probably expecting a wonky fencing historian rather than the Sex Pistols. Saber fencers, says Zagunas, are the punk rockers of her sport.
You have to be like more aggressive and explosive and kind of crazy and stuff, so I think that kind of plays into our personality.
It's early morning in Portland, Oregon, and Zagunas looks more athlete in training than spiky punk. She's wearing blue running shorts, a gray t-shirt, and a fencer's traditional mask with metal mesh and a neck-protecting bib. She's moving along a fencing strip opposite her longtime coach, Ed Corfanti. One stutter steps and lunges while the other retreats, then back the other way. It's part of Zagunas' daily lesson. Yes, two golds, countless other medals and trophies, plus a current world number one ranking, and she still has a 45-minute to one-hour lesson each weekday.
Okay, three lunges, and every time you cut.
60-year-old Corfanti was a national team member in his native Poland. He ended up training young fencers in Portland, where he met and started working with 12-year-old Marielle Zagunas. That was 14 years ago. She played competitive soccer then, too, but ultimately gave it up for the more cerebral game. Fencers call their sport chess on the strip. Here, Zagunas recounts her bout with fellow American Becca Ward during the 2008 Beijing Olympics.
It really came down to knowing what her tendencies were, knowing what she thinks that she can use against me and not letting her do that, while at the same time executing, you know, something different. Like, I had to mix it up, you know what
yeah.
I mean? So it's like...
It's like double and triple thinking.
It really is. You're four or five steps ahead.
Four or five steps ahead in warp speed. Remember the punk rock, explosive, aggressive analogy? Saber features fast footwork and often quicker bouts than an épée and foil. For Zagunas, the former left midfielder, a successful move in saber can be as much of a rush as a goal on the soccer field.
If someone's attacking you and you're in defense, they finish their attack and you just block it and hit them, just like bomp, bomp. Like, that's always a good feeling.
This is AP Olympic Minute. Seven gold medals have left the shelves on opening day of the games. Marielle Zagunas won the first gold for the U.S., leading an American sweep Saturday in women's saber fencing.
You'd like to see my medals.
Okay.
Absolutely, I wanted to see Zagunas' Olympic hardware. Her mom, Kathy, a former Olympic rower, keeps the medals at her house. They were surprise gold medals. In 2004, Zagunas was added to the U.S. team at the last minute, hardly a favorite. In 2008, she didn't perform well in the lead-up to the Beijing Games. London will be different. She's number one in the world and now the favorite. But Marielle Zagunas is ready to deal with that pressure and create a little anarchy in the U.K. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.